Right now, we don't have a great deal to celebrate.
I feel that it might leave a lot of people out.
For me, it doesn't have any real significant meaning. I mean, what's the difference between 199 years or 201 years? I don't really have any particular feel about 200 years.
Somehow, I feel that it's like a big fad.
You know, the bicentennial's been kind of a dirty word here in Philadelphia and throughout the country, I think.
In many ways, the bicentennial is just being fabricated.
This country is faced with so many problems, I just can't stand aside and say, hip, hip, hooray for the bicentennial.
Well, after Watergate, the morale of the country's low.
I'm concerned that the bicentennial is still saying things that were okay 10, 15, 20 years ago, but I don't know if they're okay now.
At this point in this day, I really don't see any advantage of the bicentennial.
If at the time of the bicentennial, we still have, 8% unemployment, I can't see any reason to go around patting ourselves on the back for having just survived two centuries.
There's a lot of divisions here in the United States. It used to be called the melting pot. I don't know what's happening here. You know, maybe the compounds are beginning to separate again, and the people of the United States are diverging again. So
we're endorsing the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1976, but you know, an Associated Press has done a study in Miami where they gave out the Declaration of Independence and didn't say what it was and asked people if they would endorse it. Only one person out of 50 on a Miami street corner would endorse the Declaration. You know what they said why they wouldn't endorse it? This is commie junk, the work of a raver. I'm going to tell the FBI about this kind of stuff. So these are the kinds of problems that we face. We have strayed so far from the original conception of what patriotism and love of country is that we now believe that everything that this country stood for is subversive. No one wears American flag lapel pins anymore, have you noticed? People have lost faith. People don't know what patriotism is anymore.
I think maybe the best thing for this country is 1975 being International Women's Year, even more than 1976 being bicentennial, because I think maybe women should have a larger say in really what happens in this world and our basic loving tendencies, rather than let's beat each other's heads in to get what we want. Let's love each other. Let's not kill each other.
I think we've done already enough, enough buildings and enough covering the earth with concrete and destroyed enough of nature already that maybe progress is regress.
I'd like to see the bicentennial deal with the kind of future I think we're going to have, and I think it's going to be a sort of troubled future.
We are not necessarily the greatest people that ever existed on this earth. We thought we were. We've broken down. We have to rebuild. No, we're going to rebuild on the basis of adversity, whether you like it or not. Are we going to have more and more of everything? No. For a long period now, we're going to have less and less of everything.